Over in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, we make a whole lot of decisions in life. Many, many times you come to a crossroads in your life that's going to change your life. You come to a time in your life that, praise God, you've got a decision to make. And you have no idea the bearing that that decision is going to have on your life and the lives of those around you. And so, I want to tell you, friends, when we make decisions in life, we better spend much time in prayer. The Bible said when Jesus was bringing, he was getting his disciples together, and he was getting them, that he prayed all night. Brother, I'll tell you what, he's as much God as he was man, as much man as he was God. But he felt the need to pray all night. I'm fixing to go down here, and I'm going to get 12 men, and they're going to follow me. And I'm going to teach them. And they're going to know me like no one else knows me. And they're going to see me like no one else sees me. And I'll tell you what, to get those 12 men in order, I need to pray. And friends, I want to tell you tonight, we make so many decisions in life because they look good. We make decisions in life because it seems like it ought to be good. But I'm going to tell you right now, everything that looks good is not good. Everything, praise God, that sways you, the Bible says, mine eye affecteth mine heart. And we better be careful when we let our eye take the overcharge of our life and our heart. But I want to read just a few verses tonight. You'll know the story. You know the story about Abraham. You know the story about Lot. And Abraham really had no business taking Lot with him. That was his nephew. And the Bible said this. Now they're striving between one another. And he's got herds, Lot has, and sheep and cattle. And Abraham's got sheep and cattle. And their herdsmen are striving with one another. And then I tell you, it's come time. But anyhow, Abraham, he comes up with a decision. And he said in verse number 8, and Abram and Lot, he said, let there be no strife. Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. It is not the whole land before thee. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. And if thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan. And it was well watered and everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. It says, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. And Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. My, what a decision this man had to make. My, and the price that he had to pay. And I want to tell you something tonight. We're going to try to preach just for a few minutes. Can you live tomorrow with the decisions that you make today? How are you going to face tomorrow with what you've decided to do today? Friends, you can be seated tonight. But I want to say tonight, decisions all through the Bible. Brother, I'll tell you what, we're faced with decisions. Brother, when I got saved by the grace of God, brother, I'll tell you what, one Sunday morning, I'm telling you what, I got faced with a decision. Brother, the Holy Ghost was a pulling and tugging. And I'll tell you what, and bidding me to come. And the devil was saying, don't do it, don't do it. And you can never live it. I'm telling you what, you ain't never going to change. Don't you do it. But anyhow, I'll tell you right now, hallelujah to God, when I stepped out of that pew and pastor, I started down that aisle, hallelujah to God, I'll tell you what, I'm glad the decision had done been made. I'm glad the Holy Ghost a wooing, and brother, I'll tell you what, and Calvary a calling, hallelujah to God, and brother, I'll tell you, and the blood a yearning to wash my sins away. Thank God, I'm glad I made the journey. I'm glad glad for that day. Brother, I'll tell you what, I'm glad the Holy Ghost made the decision for me and he bid me to come. And brother, I'll tell you, I've never been sorry, but there's been decisions in life that I've regretted. I truly have. Brother, I'll tell you, there's been some times that I've done some things that I wished I had not done. Brother, I'll tell you what, we bought a chicken farm one time. Boy, isn't that exciting? Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, Lord God, that was a wrong decision. I'm sure there are probably some chicken growers in the building tonight. And God bless you. I hope you make $100 million off of it. But I'll tell you one thing, brother, I'll tell you, we got out of it. I don't ever want to get back in it. Brother, I'll tell you what, I ain't missed it for a minute. Every once in a while when I see them houses, I want to shoot them. Amen. Lord God, I tell you, I got to where I hated it. I despised it. And I told my wife, I said, honey, could you ever forgive me for making that decision? I tell you, to get in the poultry business. But I tell you what, she said, I'll think about it. Amen. And so anyhow, but she forgave me. Amen. But friends, you listen to me tonight. I want you to know down through life, brother, I tell you, I have decisions that you have to make. Brother, one day God began to call me to preach. And Brother Kevin, I decided I ain't going that route. And I'm not going that direction. And I began to run from the Lord. And I'll tell you, one of the worst decisions that I'd ever made. Brother's trying to run from God. And brother, to get away from the call of God. In my life, I can't tell you how miserable I became. I can't tell you how bad that it was in those years that I ran from the Lord. And then I began to get so fearful over my children. And I said, God, I can't preach. But I heard a man say this. He said, I would never surrender to the call to preach. And he said, God took two of my children. And Mark, when I heard that, you don't know the nights that your dad would crawl out of bed. And I'd go in the bedroom and I'd say, God, please don't hurt my youngins. And I did that for months. Get up just about every night of my life. And I'd go in there and pray over my children and beg and weep over my children and say, God, please don't take my youngins. And he didn't. And I praise his name for that. Boy, I thank him for his mercy. His mercy endureth forever. And I bless his sweet name for that. But I'll tell you what, when you make the wrong decisions in life, and one day I surrendered to the call to preach, and I'll tell you what, praise God, I've never regretted that. God may have regretted sometime that he called me, but I've never regretted for surrendering to the call. Brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, I've failed him so many times. Brother, I'll tell you, stumbled and staggered along the way. But I'll tell you one thing tonight. Lord God, I know I'm not a great preacher, but I'll tell you one thing. I serve a great God. And brother, I've seen him do great and mighty things. Hallelujah to God, I'll tell you what. Even last night, saving that young man. Lord God, I'll tell you what, preacher, that's worth the whole journey right there. That's worth it all. Brother, I'll tell you what, I've never regretted that. But friends, you listen. Listen to me tonight. I want us to look over, if you would, in chapter number 19 there in the book of Genesis. And brother, I'll tell you what, the decisions we make today, friend, I'll tell you what, can we live with those decisions tomorrow? Brother, I'll tell you what, people make all kinds of decisions. Brother, I'll tell you, money making decisions. And that's what Lot did. Brother, he looked down there and seen the fertile plains. And he thought, man, boy, my sheep will grow down there. And my cattle will multiply. And I'll tell you what, I'll wind up being the richest man in the land. But brother, I'll tell you one thing. Brother, he didn't realize the cost and what it was going to cost him. Brother, I'll tell you, for his great wealth. Brother, he sat in the gate of the city. And brother, they considered him a wise man. But I'll tell you one thing. Brother, when he made that decision one day, when there came a crossroads in his life, and he said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the fertile plains down there at Jordan. And brother, he pitched his tent down towards Sodom. Brother, I'll tell you, he had no idea of what it was going to cost him to make the move down there in that valley. He had no idea, brother, the price that he was going to have to pay. Friend, I'll tell you something tonight. Brother, that's the reason we need to pray, and that's the reason we need to seek God. But I'll tell you what God did. God woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning, and brother, I'll tell you what, and somebody in this building tonight, you've got a major decision to make. And brother, I'll tell you what, I don't know who it is. I don't know what it is. It may be a young person trying to choose the college to they're going to. It might be the mom and dad trying to find a home or a house to live in, and they're not sure about the community maybe, or where it's located, or what to do. And brother, it may be you and that job that you're fixing to take. Lord God, I tell you what, and you'll have money hanging out of every pocket, and you can buy everything that you and your family ever desired. But I'll tell you one thing tonight, brother, you better be careful about those decisions that you make in life. It'll take a toll on you if you make the wrong one, if you go in the wrong direction. Brother, I'll tell you what, you need to seek God and make sure it's the will of God for your life. Amen. You better make sure it's the direction that God wants you to go in. Friend, I'm telling you something tonight. I've seen lives destroyed over such foolish things. I really have. Praise God. I tell you how foolish it is. Brother, I'll tell you what we find in chapter number 19. Brother, I'll tell you what a sad story throughout the whole chapter in chapter number 19. But I'll tell you one thing, because of a foolish decision, I'll tell you what happened. And oh, Brother Lot, we won't keep you very long tonight, but I want you to listen to me tonight. Brother, I'll tell you what he did, honey, because he made a wrong decision 20 years back down the road. Brother, I'll tell you what, he spent about 20 years down there in Sodom. And brother, I'll tell you what, all he had to done was won somebody to the Lord. I'll tell you what, about every two or three years, and brother, I'll tell you, the city wouldn't even have been destroyed. But brother, I'll tell you right now, brother, he didn't even try to win anybody to God. He didn't tell anybody about the God of Abraham. He didn't tell anybody about, praise God, I tell you, under the God of heaven, and that was able to save them and able to change their lives and to turn their lives around. He didn't spend any time. He got down there and he got caught up in making money and raising sheep and growing cattle. And brother, I'll tell you what, and brother, trying to praise God to maybe to sit out there, and brother, I'll tell you what, to climb the ladder, you might say, in the society. And while he was doing that, brother, little did he know some things that were draining away from him. And I'll tell you some things that he was losing. Brother, I'll tell you one thing tonight. I'll tell you, I've never wished for great things or prayed for great things for my children. I'll tell you right now, I've wanted them to do good. I've wanted them to be successful. I've wanted them to be saved. And God's done that, and he's blessed my family. But I'll tell you right now, one thing that I've always wanted, brother, I'll tell you, I've wanted my children to love me. And preacher, I'll tell you another thing, I wanted them to respect me. Hallelujah to God as their dad. And brother, I'll tell you what, I've tried to be careful about that. But friends, you listen to me tonight. Hallelujah to God, I tell you. And it's sometimes because of the decisions and the choices you make in life, you lose the influence over your family. And brother, I tell you what, and they'll not listen to a word that you have to say. I know as we're growing up in life, as our children get older, mom and dad gets dumber and dumber. You was there. I was there. Mom and dad, I tell you what, when you was in those teenage years, mom and dad, I'm telling you what, they lost their mind during those years. And that teenager had to tell them everything to do and every move to make. I know you don't have teenagers like that. They don't grow up like that in Alexander County, do they? But I'm going to tell you what, it just happens. I'm telling you what, they didn't ask it to happen. You didn't ask it to happen. It just happens. But friend, I'll tell you right now, praise God, during those years, there was one thing that I wanted to make sure of. My children's going to respect me because I'm daddy. I'm daddy. And brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, I'm not going to put up with no talking back. And I'll tell you, there's some things that I put my foot down. And brother, I'll tell you what, Brother Ole and I decided, praise God, they're going to respect me as their daddy. Lord God, I tell you what, and I believe they did. But friends, you listen to me tonight. I tried to be very careful. Brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, I wanted to keep my life that God would be pleased with it, and it might bring glory and honor unto him. And I just wanted to serve the Lord, and I praise God that God saved me. Hallelujah to God, before my children got any age. But brother, I praise God that he did. But I want to say this one thing, brother, there come a time, brother, I tell you, Lot had went down there, he'd stayed all in years and hadn't even won 10 people to the Lord. And brother, I tell you, God told Abraham, he said, I'm going to destroy those cities If you can find 10 righteous people, he said, I'll save the cities. But brother, he couldn't find 10. But brother, he found one. And brother, I'll tell you what, and God sent his, he sent his men down there to get him out of the city. And brother, they come down to Lot's house, and they said, God's going to destroy these cities. These cities, I tell you what, their sin has rose up to heaven. And brother, I tell you, God's going to judge it. And I'll tell you what, these cities will be destroyed. And I'll tell you, Lot, you need to get out of here. And you need to get your family out. And the Bible tells us over here that he had lost his influence. The Bible says over there in chapter number 19. And down in verse number 13, if you would, he said, for he will destroy this place because of the crime he was waxed great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, up and get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. Brother, he had no influence over his children. He lost all of his influence. Brother, I'll tell you what, he made a decision one day, 20 years back up the road. And brother, when he made that decision, he got down there. And brother, I'm going to tell you something right now. I'll tell my wife, she put me on a new white shirt tonight. I like that, don't you? I'll tell you what, that's about as good as it gets. I can't literally look much better than this. That's all there are to it. Praise God, I'm telling you what. But there's one thing about it. Praise God, I'll tell you, I can take this white shirt and pull it off of me, and I can wipe this floor as much as I want to wipe it. And I'm never going to wipe it white. I'm never. All it's going to do is get my shirt dirty, and my shirt is going to be ruined. And I'll tell you what, I want you to know something tonight. Brother, he got down there in the city, and brother, he didn't clean up the cities. Brother, I'll tell you, the city's done a job on him. And brother, I'll tell you, they destroyed his life, and they destroyed his influence. And brother, when it comes time to get out of the city, pack your bags and get out. Let's run for our life. Destruction is coming, and boy, we got to get out of here. Lord God, I tell you what, they mocked at him, and brother, I tell you what, made fun of him, and brother, I guess them sons-in-laws looked over at their wives and said, I believe your daddy's lost his mind. I believe your daddy's gone crazy. I'm telling you what, he ain't got a lick of sins. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Brother, you get out there to hobnobbing with the world, and brother, you get your life out there and caught up into making money, and brother, I tell you what, and brother, I tell you, trying to make your place in society and trying to get your place in this world, and I'll tell you what, it's going to cost you your influence. Brother, I'll tell you what, and you better stick with God, and you better stick with God's people, and you better stick with the house of God, you better stick with the Word of God, the old King James Bible. Hallelujah to God. I tell you what, brother, I want you to know something tonight. Brother, you can get out there and rub around with the world all you want to rub around with them, and you can get out there and make money with them, you can get out there and thrive with them. But I'll tell you one thing tonight. It's going to pull you down. It's going to rob you. It's going to strip you down. And the next thing you know, you're in a mess. Brother, I'll tell you what we need tonight. We need God. That's what we need. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you what, them children deserved to be raised in a home that had God in it. They deserve that. They didn't ask to come in this world. They didn't ask, praise God, I tell you what, to be born to Lot and his wife. They didn't ask to go down to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Brother, I tell you what, the decision was made for them. And friend, I want to tell you something tonight. Hallelujah to God, I tell you what. When he got down there, he lost his influence. Brother, I'll tell you something else that he lost. Brother, I'll tell you, he lost his integrity as a father. And brother, as a dad. Brother, I'll tell you what, he sure did. Even as a husband, brother, we find that down there these men came in. And you know Sodom and Gomorrah, it was given over to homosexuality. Brother, I tell you, that's where we get sodomites from. And brother, that word and that name. But anyhow, it was given over to that. And brother, I tell you, we know that's an abomination unto God. And brother, that's where the United States of America is headed. And they're trying to cram it down people's throat. It's even coming in, creeping in little by little in the public schools over in Wilkes County. We keep hearing one thing and another that comes in. And friends, I want to tell you something. I thank God. I know there's some Christian teachers in our public schools. But I'll tell you what, their hands are tied. And they're very limited on what they can do. But I'm glad glad they're there, and I mean that with all of my heart. But I'm going to tell you something right now, and that don't need to be crammed down our children's throat. And friend, I'll tell you, we're going to have to take a stand somewhere. Brother, I'll tell you what, somewhere, brother, pastor, we're going to have to stand up and say, enough is enough, and that's it. And I'll tell you what, and my children will not be drugged through that mud hole, and they're not going to be drugged through that. It's not going to be crammed down their throat. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. But anyhow, I'll tell you a lot. One day, these men came to his house, and brother, I'll tell you what, I believe they were angels of God. But brother, it doesn't make any difference what I think, but I want to know this. Want you to know this. He brought them into the home, and there was men of the city come, and brother, they want those men, and I'll tell you, they want to get to know them. And brother, I'll tell you, we know what they're talking about. And friend, I'll tell you what, a Lot comes outside, and Lot says this. He said, no. He said, these men have come into my house. But he said, I'll tell you what I will do. I've got two daughters, and I'll give you my daughters. Lord God, I tell you what, any dad with any backbone at all, dear God, I tell you what, it'd have been the awfulest dogfight on the front porch that they'd ever seen in all their life. They'd have been, praise God, they'd have been hair and eyeballs thrown around for two city blocks. I'm telling you what, I'd have come out of swinging. Brother, I tell you, but he had lost his integrity as a father. The Bible said that a man ought to provide for his family. That just doesn't mean putting food on the table. It doesn't just mean putting a roof over their head. Rather, it means protection and watching over them and caring for them. And friend, I want to say tonight, rather you get out there rubbing with the world and you make the wrong decisions in life, and I'll tell you, you know what you'll do. You'll drag your family through this world's messes and this world's mud holes, and you'll destroy your family and you'll ruin them. And brother, can you imagine how them girls must have felt? Daddy's on the front porch. He's trying to make a deal, and he's out there telling that bunch of men, you can have my daughters. I tell you what, dear God, that'd have never happened to me. I'm telling you, Mark, I'd have stood my ground. Lord God, I tell you what, friends, listen to me tonight. Brother, you better be careful of the decisions that you make in life. It can destroy, and praise God, your integrity as a husband, as a dad. Brother, I'll tell you what, it can destroy you. Brother, I'll tell you what, praise God, it did for him. Brother, I'll tell you, he got out there, was willing to sacrifice his two daughters. He said, I've got two daughters that have never known a man. And he said, I'll let you have them. My God, I tell you what, brother, I'll tell you, but I want you to know this. He didn't only lose that, but the Bible tells us in verse 3, and he said this, he said, now they came, and he said, and he pressed upon them greatly, talking about the men that came to his house, the two angels, the Bible says there in verse number 1. He pressed upon them greatly, and they turned into him and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Brother, I'll tell you what, when this is all said and done, brother, he's lost his influence. He's lost his integrity as a dad. Brother, I'll tell you what, as a caregiver for his family. And brother, he loses his home, and they don't even have a house to live in. Brother, all because of a decision one day. And I can just imagine, pastor, they're up on a hill somewhere, and they begin to look around to the left and to the right. And Abram said this. He said, now, Lot, if you decide to go right, I'll go left. He said, I'll tell you, if you decide to go left, he said, then I'll go right. He said, I'm going to let you make the decision. And he looked down there and he saw the well-watered plains down there, I tell you, the Jordan. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to go that way. And I'll tell you what, didn't pray about it. I didn't check it out. But I'm going to tell you, pastor, once he moved in down there, praise God, he didn't have to stay. Once he got down there and saw what was going on, he didn't have to linger there. He didn't have to stay them 20 years. He didn't have to raise his children in that mess for that 20 years. And brother, I tell you, they got used to that lifestyle, and they got used to that society down there. Friends, you listen to me tonight. The decisions you make today, are you going to be able to live with them tomorrow? Brother, I'll tell you what, are you going to be able to face yourself when you look in the mirror? Are you going to be able to say, hey, praise God, I thought I was doing it for the benefit of my family, but brother, it turned out, brother, it didn't benefit your family a bit. And matter of fact, it destroyed them, and it pulled them apart, and it ripped them to pieces. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Can you face tomorrow with the decisions that you make today? Brother, he lost his influence on his family. He lost his integrity. And then I tell you what, he lost his home. Friends, you listen to me tonight. He had a house. He had possessions. There was things down there that he had. These men told him, said, Lot, you got to get out of here. I want you to get your sons, your daughters. And he says, you're going to have to get out of here and get your wife. And he said, I'll tell you what you're going to have to do. He said, you're going to have to make for the mountains. And he said, you're going to have to be up there. And Lot said, no. He said, I'll go into one of the little cities. But friends, you listen to me tonight. Praise God. I tell you what. They told him, all right, we'll let you do that. But I'll tell you what, Lot, he lost his whole family. We find that up there in verse number 12, and the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters? Whatsoever thou hast in the city, said, bring them out of this place. Brother, we find out he went out with two girls. Brother, I'll tell you, his wife started the journey with him. But I'll tell you what, praise God, she was so infected with that place. And I'll tell you what, and I say infected, yes, she was. Brother, that place had gotten a hold of his wife. His wife hated to leave it. I don't know what she had down there. I don't know what was down there in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I know the lifestyle that they were living. I know what they were promoting down there. But I'll tell you what, Mrs. Lot, I'll tell you, she starts out of the city. And I'll tell you, they tell them, said, please don't look back. Whatever you do, don't look back. Brother, I'll tell you what, she had such a pull and such a tug on her heart. Brother, I'll tell you, the next thing you know, she turns and looks back. And God turned her into a pillar of salt. And so Lot grabs his two girls, and brother, out of the city they go. And brother, I tell you what, and they make their way out. But even Lot didn't want to go. And brother, I tell you what, those angels had to grab him and drag him out of the city. Friend, let me tell you something tonight. When this world gets its grips in you, when this world gets a hold on you, and this world drags you aside, and this world decides, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get your family, I'm going to rip you apart, and the devil's done made his mind up. Honey, I tell you, if you stick with him and you decide, well, I'm going to stay with it. Praise God, I tell you, it'll pay off in the long run. Lord God, I tell you what, I'll have the bank account. I'll have the lifestyle that we need. I'll live in the house down at the country club. Dear God, we'll drive the Mercedes. And I tell you why, we can get anything we want. Our young'uns can go to the best college in the country, and we're going to make sure everything's all right. There's nothing wrong with having money. But I'll tell you, everything's wrong when money has you. And brother, it'll never work. The love of money, honey's the root of all evil. Brother, you listen to me tonight. He lost everything, all because, brother, I tell you, crossroads came. He didn't even seek God about the turn to make. He didn't ask God, what do I do? Brother, I tell you what, Abraham would have helped him pray. There ain't a doubt in my mind. But brother, I'll tell you what, little Lot, he gets over there. Brother, I'll tell you what, he lost his wife, lost his home. The Bible said in verse 26, but his wife looked back and behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And then, friends, I'll tell you what, you find one of the awfulest stories that you've ever read in your life. You say, preacher, how come Lot is getting out of that city? The Bible tells us over in 2 Peter, if you want to turn with me, you can. We find that over in 2 Peter chapter number 2, his life was a mess. He left God out of it and he became a train wreck. Brother, I'll tell you, right beside the tracks. But the Bible said this over in 2 Peter 2, verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, he condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And he delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. You know what the Bible is saying? The Bible's saying every day of his life he knew it was wrong. He knew it was wrong. He knew there was nothing right about where he was living. He knew there was nothing right about the lifestyle going on around him. He knew there was nothing right about the way he was making a living for his family and providing for his family. He knew there was nothing right about it. It troubled him every day of his life. But a few dollars said, hey, stick with it. It'll get better. It'll get better. But brother, one day the angels come and they say, no, it ain't getting better. It's come down to the worst. And brother, I'll tell you what, he starts up the hill out there somewhere. And I'll tell you what, Miss Lot looks back. She turns into a pillar of salt. I can just imagine Lot must have been thinking, my sons and my daughters are back there. He's got two daughters with him. My sons-in-laws are back there. And I'll tell you what. Everything that I own is down there. And I'm fixing to lose it all. It's all going up in smoke here just in a little while. Friend, I'll tell you what. But anyhow, we find they got out of the city. And this is just a horrible story here. In verse 30, and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain. And his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. He dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And then we find out that his two daughters, I looked and read this and read it over and over. And you know what I found out? I don't find anything about them ever mourning over their brothers and sisters or their mother. As far as I know in the Bible, nothing's ever said about them mourning. It didn't even bother them that the family had died down there in such an awful place. Brother, I tell you, God rained down the fire and the brimstone on those cities and they were burned up. Brother, the smoke began to ascend up. And brother, I tell you what, praise God. Brother, them little girls, I tell you what, I don't know how old they were, but I'll tell you what, they were Lot's two youngest daughters, I suppose. And so anyhow, he gets out of there with them and they go up there and you know what they got on their mind? Having a man. That's what's on their mind. Brother, I'll tell you what, that's what those cities had given over to. Had that promiscuous living and that ungodly, abominable lifestyle down there in cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so anyhow, I tell you what, and then these two girls, they decide, well, we're going to get daddy drunk and I'll tell you what, we want to raise up some seed to daddy. And I'll tell you what, and so anyhow, the one girl, she gets pregnant and she has a little baby. And I'll tell you what, and so up here, and the Bible tells us about his name and it means Moab. And the Bible says up here, the firstborn bare a son and called his name Moab. And then we find the younger in verse 38. She also bare a son and called his name Benami. And I'll tell you what, and he's of course, Moab is the father of the Moabites. And Benami, he's the father of the Amorites. And they were both enemies of God. But there's one thing about it. I looked up those two names. Moab means of his father. And Benami means son of my people. Mark, I believe this. Every day of Lot's life, how long he lived, I don't know. We don't hear anything about Lot after that. But I'll tell you right now, praise God, one little boy's running around calling him daddy, daddy, daddy. Another little boy's running around calling him Paul, Paul, Paul. And brother, I'll tell you what, he's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life. Brother, I tell you, he looks at that one little boy and it looks just like him. Brother, I tell you, it's a spitting image of his father. Brother, he looks at that other little boy. I tell you what, every day, praise God, that little boy is running around there. He reminds him of the people that was destroyed down there in the city. Brother, I tell you what, he favored the people that were left behind and were destroyed. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Lord God, every day of his life, I bet, Lot was a-thinking. Dear God, the decision I made back yonder 20 years ago, and now I've got to live with this the rest of my life. Lord God, can you imagine, brother? I tell you what, getting up of a morning and every day, one little boy's a hollering daddy, and the other little boy's a hollering grandpa. Brother, I tell you what a sad mess it was. Friends, you listen to me tonight. I'll have you to know this evening, brother. I tell you, it's a sad thing, brother. When we decide, praise God, this world paints a pretty picture, and I just believe I'll go with it. I believe I'll just run with the world. He said, if you love the world and the things therein, the love of the Father's not in you. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you something right now. A lot it troubled him every day of his life. Every day when he got up, he knew he was living in the wrong city. He knew he was raising his family in the wrong way. He knew they was eating supper at the wrong restaurant down the road. He knew that his family was shopping at the wrong department store. And brother, I'll tell you what, and they was getting the wrong influence. And friend, I'll tell you something right now. And daddy's out there every day at the gate, hanging around with the wrong men. And brother, he's here and the dirty jokes, and he's hearing the filth and the talk of the land, and his family lost all respect for him. Friends, you listen to me tonight. Brother, the decisions you make in life, are you going to be able to live tomorrow with the decisions that you make today? Because I'll tell you, out of those decisions you make in life, brother, those moves that you make, and brother, those things that you decide you need in your life, and never ask God about it, I'm going to promise you they're going to have an outcome one of these days. There's going to be a payday. I can't help but think about the three Hebrew boys. And brother, I'll tell you, one day they came to a crossroads. One day it was either bow to the idol or stand for God. And them boys decided, I'll tell you what I'll do. I believe I'll just stand for God. I'll tell you what. And they told him, said, oh, king, said, praise God, I'll tell you what. Either way, God's going to deliver us out of your hand. I said, live or die, praise God, we're all right. We're in good hands. It doesn't make any difference. Hallelujah to God. Brother, I'll tell you what, if we become fireproof or praise God, we melt in that fire, it's all right. We're in good hands. Brother, I'll tell you what, and them old boys decided, I believe we'll just stick with God. Brother, I thank God tonight. Brother, I'll tell you, they were three men that went through the fire and made the decision. I'll just stick with God. Brother, I've read it time and again, and I'm thinking, hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you, if they wouldn't bend, they wouldn't bow, and they wouldn't burn. I believe, praise God, I'll just stick with God too. Hallelujah, I tell you, they had a wonderful outcome. Amen, brother, I tell you what, I came out of the furnace, didn't even have a smell of smoke about them. Lord God, I tell you what, brother, I want you to know. And the old king looked down around there, and he said, did we not throw three men in the fire? He said, behold, I see a fourth man walking in there. He said, like unto the Son of God. Brother, listen to me tonight. Hallelujah to God. Brother, I tell you, I'd just soon live and have to go through the fire and brother get to see Jesus in there with me. Brother, I tell you what, hallelujah to God, like I said a moment ago, nothing wrong, praise God, with anybody having money or having things that, praise God, maybe of this world, brother, we've got to have automobiles and different things. But I'll say this tonight, when you got to compromise and sacrifice your family and sacrifice your standards and sacrifice the word of God and sacrifice your conscience and sacrifice your integrity as a human being, as a mother or dad. Brother, you listen to me tonight. It's not worth it, amen. Old Daniel, one day he got over there, and I'll tell you what, he's praying. And brother, they're trying to stop Daniel from praying. And brother, so they passed a law. Daniel said, I don't care how many laws you pass, I'm going to pray anyhow. Three times a day he opened up his windows. He didn't lock the doors and pull the blinds. Praise God, he opened up his windows and he started praying. Boy, we got you now, Daniel. They take him down there and said, king, there's a decree. And I'll tell you what, Daniel, you know what's got to happen to him. I know he's got to be thrown in that den of lions. And brother, I'll tell you what, those lions, brother, I'll tell you what, the old king, he has compassion for Daniel. He respects Daniel because of the life that he's lived. And the stands that he's took. He wouldn't eat the food that came from the king's table, as prepared in the king's kitchen. Daniel had a testimony. He had a standard. And he said, I'm not dropping my standard. I don't care, praise God, if I live over in Judah or whether I live over here in Babylon. I'm not dropping my standard. God's the same either place I'm at. And brother, I'll tell you what, one day the crossroads came. Brother Daniel, you can either quit praying, he'd be thrown to the lions. Daniel says, well, boy, that don't really sound good. And I'll tell you what, there ain't nobody that really want to be thrown into the lions. But I'll tell you, God's been so good to me so far, I believe I'll just keep praying. Hallelujah to God. I believe I'll just pray. He gets over there, and brother, I'll tell you what, and he begins to pray. The angel of the Lord came and shut the lion's mouth. You know the story. Next morning, the king runs down there. Praise God, and said, oh, Daniel, the God that you serve, is he able to take care of you? And Daniel said, live forever, O king. You know what he's saying? He's saying, king, you need to get saved. Give your heart to God, king. Live forever, king. Hallelujah to God. Daniel's saying, king, I'm going too. I want you to. Praise God. They take them boys that threw them in there, and the lions rent them to pieces and broke their bones before they ever hit the ground. Friends, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Praise God. We make these wrong decisions in life. And brother, we make these wrong turns. And the pastor said something, and him and his wife and family are so good to us and had us over for a meal after the service last night. They treat us like royalty. I love your pastor and his family, his dear wife, his daughters. They're just special people to me. Always will be. Met them many, many years ago. But I'll tell you what, their kindness just goes so far, it blesses my heart. And it really does. But let me say this tonight. There's one thing about Alan Fox. I've known him for years. I knew him before he ever went to Ireland. And I heard from him and stayed in touch while he was in Ireland. And we got in touch after he got back from Ireland. And you know what I found out? I don't know what kind of crowd he hung around with over in Ireland, but I don't think they changed him one bit. Praise God, I tell you what, if they changed him, it was for the better. He had more determination than ever. I believe I'll just walk with Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Preacher, you don't know how much I admire that. I admire you. Brother, let me tell you something tonight. I don't know what the lifestyle is over there, but I'll tell you one thing. You have a choice to make. You can decide where you want to go. You can either go with God, and I'll tell you what. It's like a friend of mine said, a job was offered to him many years ago. He said, money, just hand over fist. And he said, but I had to work out of town. I only got to be home with my family on the weekends. And he said, Larry, you wouldn't believe the money I was offered. But I'm going to be gone 5 days a week and be with my family 2 days a week. And he said, it sounded so good. He said, I was very tempted until I prayed. And he said, and I asked God, God, what do you want? My family would fare better. We could buy a better house. We could drive better automobiles. My children would wear better clothes. I'm telling you, Lord, there'd be a lot of things that'd be a benefit to my family. But he said, I got one word from God's all I ever got. He said, as I was praying over that job and all these great things that could happen, God said, no. God said, no. And he said, you know what? I just believe I'll hang around Wilkes County, drive a few nails, make what I can make. And he told me, he said, Larry, he told me how many years ago it was. He said, that was such and such years ago. And he said, the devil's telling me, he said, yeah, you'll never have two cars, for you can have a car and your wife can have a car. And said, you young'uns won't never get to go to college. Dear God, he had four young'uns and every one of them won a scholarship. What about that? Hallelujah to God. Every one of them won a scholarship and got to go to college. Isn't that something? Hallelujah to God. He told me, he said, Janine, have you been to my house lately? I said, no, I ain't been to your house in years. He said, my Lord, I was worried about me having a car, my wife having a car. He said, there must be a half a dozen cars sitting in my yard. He said, we've all got cars. He said, the young'uns got cars. I got a car. My wife's got a car. And he said, I've got so many cars, I can't keep the cars up. He said, praise God. He said, we're going to have to sell some cars, praise God, I tell you what, so we can get back to living. And I was worried about us getting two. He said, you know what? I didn't miss a thing. I didn't lose anything. God took care of me. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said this. But my God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you know what? I just got little enough sense to believe him. Amen. It may not sound just right in this day's society, but I'll promise you it's every word right. It's right. God can take care of you. I'm going to close here tonight. I want to say this one thing tonight. Praise God, somebody in this building tonight. And I'm not just saying that off the top of my head. I'm not saying that to impress you. But I want to say this tonight. God woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning and let me know somebody in this audience tonight, you're fixing to make a decision and you're not sure which way to go. And God wanted me to let you know tonight, whichever way you decide to go, if you want to go with God, just ask him. If you want to make your own decision, just go ahead. But you make sure you can live tomorrow with the decision you make today, because you're going to face it. Let's all stand. I'm going to ask the dear pastor if he will to come to the front tonight. And I don't know why, and I may be dead wrong on this. God hadn't told me anything, but I keep thinking about maybe some teenager going off to a college. You've got to decide what college you're going to. Friend, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to go off to college, you need to ask God where you need to go. You need to trust God to get you into the right school. get you around the right teachers and the right people. Don't you go to a college just because you got a friend going to that college. Don't you go to that college just because you know somebody. Don't you go to that college, praise God, just because you think that's where you need to go. You pray about that. Mom and Dad, let me say tonight, you're making decisions all the time. Every time you turn it around, you're making a decision. You're deciding what you're going to do. Mom and Dad, let me tell you something tonight. Praise God, those decisions may seem very small in your eyes. They may not seem like anything big in your eyes. But let me tell you something, sometimes those small decisions can have great consequences. And you better be careful about those decisions you make without asking God. You better ask God what He would have you to do. Because Mom and Dad, I tell you, it's going to have an outcome for you. It's going to have an outcome for your family. It's going to have an outcome for those around you. And I'm going to tell you, you better make sure God is leading you in the direction you need to go. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed for a moment, you're here tonight and you know you've got some decisions to make. You know that you're facing some things and you're going to have to either go to the right hand or to the left hand. And you say tonight, preacher, I need God to make sure I'm going in the right direction. Would you please help me pray? Yes, I will. Your pastor will help you pray. Ain't nobody looking around but me and God and the pastor. Would there be one tonight that would slip that hand up? Say, preacher, I've got some decisions to make. And I need you to help me pray. Would you help me pray? God sees that.